Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news.
This is AIN Online News Editor Chad Trotvetter reporting. Cleveland-based Flight Options came full circle this week when company founder Ken Ritchie returned to the helm, some 6 years after he sold a fractional provider. He now comes back to a flying company in need of help, not to mention one with pilot labor problems. AIN spoke with Ritchie to find out his plans for turning Flight Options around, as well as making peace with the pilots.
Ken, what brought you back to Flight Options?
Well, we had made an investment in the business about 3 months ago, and we had the opportunity to take a look at what the company's strengths were and what the opportunities were. And we still think there's a lot of opportunities in the business. I think there's tremendous hidden assets within Flight Options. There's many things that they do extremely well. And I saw the opportunity to build upon what was there and to make the company grow again.
Well, what's it like? How do you feel coming back to Flight Options after 5 years?
Well, I've always, you know, my life is, I've been lucky to do something I love all the time, which is to be involved in the general aviation business. But there's something really special about being able to come back to a company you founded. I was away from it for 5 years, but I don't think my heart ever left there. So it's exciting. And it was, we had an employee meeting yesterday, and it was exciting to just see so many faces and so many of the people that I had hired when I was there the first time around.
Now, since you left, since you sold the company to Raytheon, you know, Raytheon kind of took a downsizing approach. They went from 14 different airplanes to four, and it seems like the company has shrunk in the meantime as well. You know, the growth hasn't been there. What's your plan to turn it around and grow again?
Well, there's no doubt that the company has shrunk. There was a conscientious decision made to shrink the size of the company to go down to less aircraft types. And the problem with that is it takes a while. You can't eliminate an aircraft fleet overnight. You have to wait for contracts to expire and so on. And what happens is then the market perception and the market momentum starts to be one of downsizing. And what we have to do is we need to break the downsizing momentum, and you do that in a couple of ways. You do that by announcing some new products. You find some different ways to distribute your product. You change your management team. You realign your marketing. And we'll do all of those in some way, shape, or form.
Now, do you think the company kind of lost its focus on customer service, too?
Well, you know, I think there's some perception of that. But the reality is that if I look at the customer, I've talked to customers. I have looked at customer surveys. And I think there was a time, definitely, in 2005 in particular, because you can definitely see it, where the company wasn't operationally had some significant issues, and that translated into bad customer delivery of the service. And then when you coupled the deliberate downsizing with a bad customer service, people might have incorrectly linked, you know, the downsizing and customer service. But when I go out there now, I think our customer service is as good or as better than any of the other fractionals out there today. In fact, one of the advantages of downsizing is we have a tremendous, our core fleet is significant compared to our own fleet, and that actually gives us tremendous response to, a tremendous ability to respond to different customer issues and recovery issues.
Now, the company was bought by HIG Capital back in November. How much leeway is the private equity firm giving you to run a company?
Well, I think part of the reason of getting someone like me involved who had both the investment experience and the operating experience is that to open up the leeway. You know, HIG is involved in numerous investments. You can only imagine how many different companies they're involved in every day. And what they try to do is bring in professionals that they can trust and take and steward over their assets. And so they do give us a lot of leeway, and we appreciate it.
Now, previously, when you were running it before, you didn't want a union on property, but now you're coming to the company with a unionized pilot force. They unionized 2 years ago, and they're still working on their second their initial contract. How do you plan on handling this, and how are the meetings going with the pilots?
Well, first of all, my feeling was that to be a success in the fractional business, you can't do it without your pilots embracing your vision. It's different than an airline environment. And so the reason that my opposition initially to the union was that I felt I was the best union steward. I thought that the company had a focus on pilot issues on the lifestyle that they lived. And so I wanted to be able to do that from our chair. I think there was a time after I left where that didn't become the focus of the company anymore, and all of a sudden that's how the union gets in. But the end game hasn't changed. Union or no union, the end game still is to provide a lifestyle for the pilots, to make them the leaders in the industry so that you deliver industry-leading service, because that's how you do it. You do it through that group. And what I've pledged is I've pledged that since it's such a key metric, since it's so key to our success, I've said I'll be personally involved in getting bringing a solution to this, and I have been involved personally with the pilots for about 45 days in trying to bring resolution to our contract issues. It's not only about the contract issues. Initially, when we came in just this week, we've already changed some of the pilot, what I would call pilot unfriendly issues that were there before. We're making it easier for them to travel. We've increased their we've increased how they get their meals. We've changed some of their standby issues. So we're already, you know, with or without a contract, we're gonna make our pilots' lifestyle better.
Now, going forward, what's your plans? Is there more executive changes? Is there gonna be more product offerings? Is there gonna be changes to the aircraft fleet? I know you're getting Phenom 300s next year. Mm-hmm. Anything beyond that?
Well, I think we're gonna have to grow again, and I don't know. I don't think we'll go back to 14 aircraft types, but I think there are holes in our product line that we have to look at and see if they can be filled. Because if we're going to grow, the Phenom 300 is certainly going to be an important part of our growth. But there's other holes in our line we'd like to fill also. So the answer to your question is yes, we are looking at new product lines. We're looking at new distribution channels, and I think you're going to see, you're going to see the kinds of things that companies do when they grow. And that'll mean a lot of different things, but it will mean new products. It might mean some strategic alternatives that we would look at, some strategic acquisitions. So that those are all on the table right now.
Now, do you have an affinity for Embraer airplanes? I know you have the Legacy 600 and the Phenom 300, and there are some products below and above that. Mm-hmm. Do you like the Embraer products?
You know, I'm familiar with the 300 because I've been at an MBAA, and we're actually on our way. We're actually trying to schedule right now a trip to Brazil, and I need to get more acquainted with the products. I've read the stuff in your magazine, so that's about what I know about them. But certainly, I think they've been a strong influence in our marketplace, and I think Embraer gives us a lot of opportunity.
Now, is there any more management changes coming up?
Well, we have a lot of things going on in the company right now, and when we grow, you're going to, of course, see management. As a company grows and we add more people, there's going to be different management. You know, this management strategy you use to grow is different than the management strategy that you use to shrink. And so I'm sure, you know, at this point in time, as we informed the employees yesterday, we're back to a time of change within the company, and we're going to be in that mode for a while.
Thank you for listening to today's audiocast from Aviation International News. For the latest business aviation news, go to www.ainonline.com.